Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prenzing Show. Here we are again in Colorado. And once again, I'm going to have a local guest. How funny is that? But thank you again for joining the Prenzing Show. I am your host, Marlene Prenzing, and my business, of course, as some of you know who are listeners, is the Prenzing Method and or theprenzingmethod.com. So let me spell my last name for you so you don't think we're in the newspaper business, because I soon say the Prenzing Show and they think it's the printing show and we're printing something, but really we're not. So my last name is P, like Peter Pan, R-I-N-Z, like zebra, I-N-G. So again, welcome to the Prenzing Show, and we are on Blog Talk Radio here. So I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for giving us this platform, and each week I interview people who are interesting and are in a place to help people and can be anywhere. We have local guests, and we have guests that are in various places across the United States and Canada. I'm waiting for my Alaska interview, but that hasn't happened yet. So again, welcome. I am, as most of you know, the host of The Prenzing Show, and I am the CEO and inventor of The Prenzing Method, a.k.a. TPM, not toilet paper, but acronym here for The Prenzing Method. The Prenzing Method is also a registered trademark with the state of Colorado because, of course, it's unusual, as I am unusual, as is my last name, unusual. And what I do is a little bit unusual. However, I have found many guests of recent moments that have something to do with what I do, and then I don't think I'm so unusual. But at any rate, I have been in this business for 25 years, and my master's degree is in somatic psychology. And TPM, the Prenzing Method, is technically and intuitively guided, individualized form of body psychology. And my master's degree, of course, is in body psychology. So the invention, of course, of the Prenzing Method was all mine, other than the fact that someone else gave me the idea to give it that name. The rest is me, of course. So let me tell you a little bit about my guest today, local. We're going to be talking about Ayurveda today. And or Ayurvedic medicine or Ayurvedic health and wellness. My guest today, streaming here locally right down the street, is from Boulder, Colorado, and her name is Liana Camaris, and she is, as I am, interestingly enough, a yoga teacher, and she is also the manager at the Ayurvedic store. Technically, the name of the store is VPK, V like Vada, P like Prenzing. How funny, K like kite. She'll tell us what that acronym is in a minute here when we bring her on. But again, she is the manager of that store, and I used to actually work at that store long, long time ago, probably before Liana was born. Not really, but perhaps. So at any rate, she is managing the store. It is the VPK MAPI, M-A-P-I, and M-A-P-I stands for Maharishi Ayurveda Products International, and that corporation company has been around for quite some time. They were first a mail order business and now, of course, have local stores. A little bit about Ayurveda, if you don't know, since that's what we'll be talking about today, is Ayurveda is it's a Sanskrit word, and directly translated, it is the science of life. And the science of life is how the healthcare system in India is explained, in a sense. So we would call that perhaps Eastern medicine, Eastern healthcare, as opposed to healthcare that we might have here predominantly in the United States, which might be considered Western healthcare. And, of course, yoga is also an Eastern tradition. Yoga is also under the umbrella of Ayurveda as part of their healthcare system, as well as daily routines and daily lifestyle, daily herbal remedies. So the whole package, treating person as a whole, part of the Ayurvedic system. And you can learn a little bit more about that either from me or from my guest who will be on here in a moment, Liana, because we both know a lot about that. But there's also a website you can go to and take a little test to find out what your body type is and possibly what your imbalance is. And that would be MAPI.com, M-A, like Marlene, MAPI.com. So feel free to go to that website and you can get some more information. So let me give you a tidbit here while we're waiting for our guest to call in. Three governing principles here that are under the healthcare system of Ayurveda. For those of those of you who do not know, I kind of have a language of what do you call it? I would say I have an anatomical language. I speak sort of in an anatomical way, using anatomical words, and then I perhaps have a little bit of a Sanskrit language, where a lot of my language is used. Yes. See how it is? I'm somatic, so I can't talk. No, that's what it is. I'm somatic, so I can't talk. At any rate. So here we go. Our guest is on the way, and I'm going to give you a few more tidbits to get Ayurvedic going here. Okay, where were we? Okay, back. Okay, here we are. Back. See, I can't talk because I don't know what language I'm talking. Okay, so it's Sanskrit. There we go. Sanskrit, the oldest language in the world, really. The first written language is Sanskrit. The three governing principles that are under Sanskrit and under the guiding principles are Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. I don't know if you've heard this before, if you know anything about the self-care system. Now, what's even more interesting is we're going to let Liana tell us more about Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. So, without further ado, let's welcome her to the show. Let's get her on technically. Are you there, Liana?
Yes. Hi, Marlene. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, I just gave the listeners a few little intro tidbits, but I was just leaving off at sort of the explanation of Vata, Pitta, Kapha. But I was right at the umbrella of talking about it. So let me know kind of what got you into Ayurveda, and then we'll see if we want to segue off into more explanation of Vata, Pitta, Kapha, leaving our listeners hanging about what the heck that means.
Awesome. Yeah, so I got into Ayurveda pretty much as soon as it crossed my path and during a yoga teacher training back in 2005. And as soon as I heard about this science, it just struck something very deep inside, like this is very natural and very resonant with the way that I want to be living my life. And it just seemed so easy. You know, you learn about the qualities of the things that we take in our body and the qualities of the things that we do, our activities and what we drink, what we use on our skin, and knowing how qualities interface with each other, then we can learn how to bring more balance to ourselves. So as soon as I heard about this, it hit very deeply. And so I started to integrate some of the eating habits and some of the herbs and some of the practices, daily practices, the dinacharya, the rituals that I found over time really helped me on a mind level, on a physical level, emotional, the whole nine yards.
So you found out about it through yoga's teacher training, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So what kind of yoga was it that you were doing a teacher training for that then they knew about Ayurveda?
Sure, it was an Ashtanga-based vinyasa training. So they
All right,
hit
then.
On, yeah, many different aspects of yoga.
Okay, so Ashtanga, and it was a vinyasa training. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, so I just had a funny intro. Well, I think it's funny. You don't, because you're in Boulder and I'm in Boulder and we've been in this field for a while, but I was just telling the listeners about how I speak anatomical language and Sanskrit. And so, you know, we do this around Boulder area, right? We kind of do, and we forget about it because we're in this healthcare bubble, right, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Boulder almost even attracts more Eastern healers than Western healers, which, again, is unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So for a second, can you explain to the listeners, because I want to make a connection here in a minute between Ayurveda and yoga and different kinds of yoga, how not only how, but what is Ashtanga in separation from other kinds like Hatha or Iyengar? Because the listeners here are normal. They're all over the United States, so they don't speak our Sanskrit language. So tell us a little bit about Ashtanga. Let's start there. We'll be simple. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so simply, Ashtanga yoga is named after the eight limbs of yoga that are mentioned in the ancient text that yoga is taken from, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. So the eight limbs have to do with the breath. It has to do with the way that you treat yourself and the way that you interface with society. It also has to do with meditation and how you focus your mind, as well as the ultimate, and not end, but if you would call a goal of being fully integrated on all levels with your innermost being and the rest of the world.
Well, how about that? That sounds like we could heal the world's problems and make our own news show if everyone did this. Doesn't it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's part of why I did this show, really, is I wanted to have a platform where if we didn't have any good news and we really couldn't find a way to help people, we would just make it up. Because I'm so tired of listening to the news and all of this crap happening, and then people paying attention to that crap, you know, which is a whole nother thing. So that's how I describe it. It's crap. So instead of talking about that, tell the listeners now a little bit about the word vinyasa and what that means in reference to yoga.
So vinyasa is a way to practice yoga where you move and connect your movements with your breath. So you would do a certain movement or posture while you inhale and a certain one when you exhale. And it's very fluid. It's almost like a dance. So instead of holding one pose for an extended period of time, you flow from one to the next, but with a very intrinsic connection with your breath.
Okay, so now we have a little bit of a platform. And I mentioned in the reading here on the show, a little tiny bit about how yoga would be under the umbrella of Ayurveda. But from your standpoint, tell me how you see yoga connected with Ayurveda.
Yes, so I love that question. So yoga, the practice of yoga as a lot of people know it, with putting your body into a certain shape and then, you know, contorting or whatever it is, every type of yoga practice has, like I was talking about before, qualities. Some practices are more heating, some are more cooling and calming. They all have different qualities, and that's why there's so many different styles of yoga out there, because every body is different. So what will bring balance to you may bring me out of balance. So that's why I see the yoga, or why yoga is under the umbrella of Ayurveda, because it's a way to interface with your body in a way to promote balance.
Okay, so this is good, because this is really good for the listeners, because there's several different types of yoga, and I've always said this to people too, find the yoga that fits you, right? Find the one that, right, that's really important, because they're different. So let's use that as a springboard to go back into Vata Pitta Kapha here, where I'm going to describe them a tidbit, and then I want you to perhaps tell the listeners how people could, how this information could help them on a daily basis. So we have Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, the Sanskrit words, and Vata governs space and air, and perhaps forgetfulness and dryness and sort of spasticness, like I could have because I'm kind of a Vata-y person. Then Pitta would govern heat in the summer and digestion and eyesight. And Kapha then governs sort of wet and earthy and slow and even congestion in the body. So given that, if people knew this, how could they benefit by just knowing this information?
So just knowing this information, they can then choose the appropriate practice that would help them feel more balanced. So, for example, if they were feeling sluggish and heavy, sluggish digestion, maybe gained a lot of weight, just heavy, if you want to say like heavy, stagnant,
yeah.
Then you want to do a
yeah.
practice that's more stimulating. And I have a personal example. Mm-hmm. I was super, and this is the Kapha dosha that you were talking about, which is water and earth. I was in a place in my career where I was stagnant, complacent, couldn't really get myself to do anything, and I crossed paths with Bikram, which is a heated practice, very hot. And I did that for just 2 months, and I was able to transform my career. It just came naturally. I got moving again. And then I let go of the Bikram, and I went back to vinyasa and more restorative practices. So if someone out there is scattered and just all over the place, not grounded in their body, and they're looking for something to balance, some kind of practice would be restorative or yin, because it would bring them into stillness and have them get closer to the ground.
Okay.
And Pitta has a similar, where, like, for Pitta, for the fiery, for when you're just too aggravated, maybe some acid going on in the digestion, doing practices that bring your body, like, folding yourself in. So, like, a forward fold would be cooling.
Okay.
And that would help them be more balanced.
Okay. Okay, good. So it gives people a kind of a frame of reference to know where they're at and know how to balance what it is. The first thing that comes to mind to translate this into Western-y kind of language is if you're a couch potato and you cannot get off, right? And you can't get off the couch. I mean, really, you just have this, I'll call it a predisposition, that you just, this is, you know, if left alone, you know, you get kind of sluggish and you're dead on the couch. So then you would go to the Ayurvedic health store here and or call you and say, this is my life and, oh, my God, I can't get off the couch. So then you would then prescribe them and or recommend them, perhaps, things that are opposite of that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. See, that's a really good place for people to understand that, right? Because they don't know where to go. So then let's use the opposite. Let's say they're a spastic person and they're dropping things and they're forgetting things and they travel a lot and their skin is dry and they're a basket case. So if then they come to you and say, God, help me, you would then give them remedies that are opposite of that too. Is that right?
Yes. Perfect.
Yay! I'm having so much fun with this. Okay. And then you also use some big words that we have to let the listeners know. You use these like I do. We like this. You were describing Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, and then you use the word dosha afterwards, which describes kind of body type or body predisposition. So I just want to let the listeners know that because they probably didn't know what the heck that was. And then you mentioned Bikram, which is just another type of yoga. And it is named after a person, so if people think it is a person's name, it is. But, it's the hot yoga, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So if someone was cold all the time, you know, like all the time, and had a predisposition to being cold, then maybe you would recommend them do Bikrams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're having some fun now. Aren't we having fun now?
So much fun.
Okay. I know. So now let's get into what the store offers. And because this is like, you can give me time frames because I'm horrible at history, but there's Ayurvedic herbal remedies and foods and spices and things for your hair and everything that are products that really are not available like at the grocery store. You can't go to the grocery store and get yourself some vada soup, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's do a few things now that we kind of know how to balance. Let's get some examples of what vada products would be available at the store that could help people who are spastic, because that's what vada, that's what it would be if you were dry and forgetful and kind of a spaz and you needed some help. Tell the listeners what kind of vata products you have that could help them.
So the type of vata products that we have range from the tea, different teas that are very calming and grounding and warming, to massage oil that can be applied on a daily basis, which also helps to get back in the body and be calm, nervous system relax. There's also a formula called Worry Free. And Worry Free is just a name of a very powerful vata pacifying formula, which means that it will work within what's the imbalance. It goes to the source of the imbalance. And these herbs help to warm and also calm. So a lot of customers, they feel normal for the first time in years.
Yeah,
so
I like
those
that.
There's also aroma oils that you just smell.
Oh, okay. And then there's a spice, too. Isn't there? Do you have the vata spice still?
Yes, the vata churna. So it's a spice mixture that is a complete package of spices they target the six Ayurvedic tastes, which are sweet, salty, sour, bitter, astringent, and pungent. And when you eat a meal with all six of these flavors, afterwards, you're not feeling like you need to reach for something. You feel settled. You feel complete. So we have three different churnas. Yeah, one for each of the vata, pitta, and kapha.
Ah. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you this. Tell me if I'm right on this. Is one of the main ingredients or spices in vata spice, is it cumin?
Yes.
Okay. So that's just a good thing for listeners. If they can't get to the store and they want to know a little tidbit about what's going on here, and they are trying to settle themselves, cumin would be a good thing for people just to cook with before they can get to your store and get the spice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go the opposite. Let's go to kapha. I'm going to spell it for people. It's K like tight, K-A-P-H-A. And so let's say people are sluggish couch potatoes and they need some sort of kapha balancing thing for them. So what kind of things did you have there?
So we also have a tea that's specifically formulated for kapha that is stimulating. So spices like the churna, the kapha churna, the main spices in that are ginger and coriander and turmeric. So it's warming, it's spicier. There's also a formula called Fatigue Free, which gives energy, natural energy to the body.
Okay. I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the kapha people on the couch, they can then go to what we might call stimulating spices. So the body can kind of like wake up a little, right? So that's wonderful. I like that. So let's go to talk about the body type and the imbalance, because I think these are the last two important things people should know, really, is we do come in the world with a body type that is one of the three and or a combination thereof. But even what's more important is what imbalance we are showing at the time, irrespective of our body type. Even though we may have an imbalance that is related to our body type because we already have a lot of that element in it. So do you have things at the store where people can learn about this, learn about body types and learn about their imbalances?
Yes, we have a lot of fun with that, actually. So when you come into the store, we have a gigantic screen that has on projected onto it the three body types and the characteristics of them, and then how one would feel and be if they were in balance, and then if they were out of balance. So you can look on there and see what you resonate with. And we also have a dosha quiz that asks you a bunch of questions, and you can answer it to find out what you are.
Oh, okay. Okay, mm-hmm. So people could have all kinds of good fun with that. So if you need some more education, you can do that. Now, I also mentioned, and tell me if this is still true, before you got on the air here, that they can also possibly get some educational information directly from the MAPI website, the MAPI.com. Is that still true?
Yes, there's so much, so many resources on the MAPI website as far as research, blog posts, recipes.
Recipes.
Specific issues.
People would love that.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, so do I have that right? It's MAPI.com?
Yes.
Okay. And let's get the listeners here while we're getting ready to close out. All the contact information, perhaps the address at the Boulder store and phone number at the Boulder store, if you could give that to the listeners, even though it's printed on the marketing material here with the show. But let's give it to them verbally in case someone's listening right now.
Sure, I'd love to. So our address in downtown Boulder is 2035 Broadway Street. And the zip code is 80302. And the phone number here is 303-440-3427.
Okay. So the last question people might have, since this show really streams all over the United States and wherever the heck people get it these days on what I call the internet box, if they want products and they are obviously not in Boulder, do they call your store or do they go through the website to order products?
They would go right to the website. It's really easy to order from the website. And the call center is super informative. So,
oh, good. So they'll be educated.
Yeah, so they can call
they
as well.
Oh, good. Okay. And then it's the main headquarters where they're mailing out everything is Fairfield, Iowa. Is that where the headquarters is?
That is correct.
Oh, good. Okay. So it is. So people would know, since this is an international company, that it's not going to take long for them to get an order because it's coming from the United States, right from Fairfield, Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's perfect. Well, okay. Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for being on my show, Liana. And
thank you, Marlene.
Yes, and hope all kinds of people get all kinds of Vata Pitta Kapha help. So
yes. Thank
you again.
You're welcome.
Alrighty.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. Now, that was a fabulous show. I want to thank Liana Camaris, the manager there at the Ayurvedic Health Store in Boulder, Colorado, for speaking to us about Ayurveda and all kinds of health things and recipes and the website and its study and its. It's so, I want to say user-friendly. It's just so easy to kind of do a few things to help yourself out. So you can go straight to their website, MAPI.com. If you would like to take advantage of my offer of Marlene's method, the Prenzing method, go to my website, theprenzingmethod.com. I offer free intuitive readings, and I am an intuitive physical and mental rehab expert. You can connect with me also on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And the Prenzing Show is here every Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. So I want to thank Blog Talk. And again, connecting with me and or go to Blog Talk. I'm again at theprenzingmethod.com. And Blog Talk is blogtalkradio.com. So listen to us there and or find the show on my Facebook, and I hope everyone gets a little tidbit of help from this today, and till next time.